President Trump fires off more trade salvos ahead of the G20 summit. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. World leaders are arriving today in Osaka to this. A group of granny rappers called Oba-chan, which means old lady, have released a colorful welcome video celebrating the city's friendliness, food, and free Wi-Fi. But don't be fooled. There is a lot of acrimony awaiting G20 leaders. President Trump has already imposed duties on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, and he says he's ready to raise tariffs on the remaining $300 billion. The 18-month trade war has cooled global growth. The U.S. and India have imposed fresh duties on one another's goods. And of course, there are the sanctions on Iran and further tensions brewing with Japan and the European Union. Roberto Acevedo is the Director General of the World Trade Organization. He doesn't think that any accord between the U.S. and China will change things.
I find it very unlikely that we're going to see, you know, the closing chapter, the conclusion to all tensions with whatever outcome we may see in Osaka. I think the complaints are very broad. They are even sometimes not only about numbers and measures, it's about the system. They are systemic in nature. And these will take a bit of time to be resolved by the two sides. So I hope that something will happen there that will stop the escalation from going up. Hopefully, the drawback of the measures, if not all of them, most of them. But I'm not sure that we will be seeing the last chapter of the tensions.
And he says this global discord will inflict lasting damage.
The tensions are raising the levels of uncertainty everywhere in the world. The global economy is suffering. It's slowing down. And that is precisely because investors, economic partners, they're holding back. This is a situation that affects everyone. Everybody loses. There is no winner in this kind of situation. Even those who believe that they're in the top of the food chain, they will lose too. And I think that the G20 should go back to its origins. You know, after the 2008 crisis, which started in a very localized way, the solutions were found with cooperation among all G20 members.
Roberto Acevedo. Let's do the numbers. The tough trade talk from world leaders isn't weighing on markets. Global stocks are largely up, with traders hopeful of a truce at the G20 meeting. Japan's Nikkei closed up 1.2%. Now, tariff makes goods bought and sold between the U.S. and China more expensive. And of course, they encourage buyers to look elsewhere for better deals. So if the trade war continues, which countries benefit? The BBC's Katie Silver explains.
When it comes to soybeans, one of the major products that China buys from the US, Brazil had looked set to cash in. Brazil is the world's second largest producer of soybeans, and it saw a record surge in exports to China late last year. But then China offered to buy more soybeans from the US to curry favor, and the prospects for Brazil wilted somewhat. The US, for its part, will also be looking for new trading partners. Now, one of the beneficiaries of this could be Mexico. If they clear up their current trade spat and the new NAFTA gets through, the US's southern neighbor could be a good partner, as it produces many of the goods the US currently buys from China. Americans may also turn to South Korea and Taiwan to buy their electronic equipment. Recent data shows US imports from these countries are up this year. Vietnam, with its low wages and lax environmental and labour laws, has been dubbed the new China. The US has already boosted imports from there by a third this year. And the Asian Development Bank has said Bangladesh might benefit, particularly its garment sector. Exports are expected to jump by $400 million in Bangladesh as a result of this trade war.
Katie Silver. German manufacturers are particularly nervous about trade. They fear President Trump's threat to impose 25% tariffs on cars imported from the EU. The BBC's Jenny Hill reports from Frankfurt.
On the production line, a worker nods to the beat as he deftly rivets wheel nuts into place. In front of him, a forklift truck is taking shape. As China and America battle for economic supremacy, this German multinational manufacturer is already paying the price in tariffs. KION's chief executive, Gordon Risky, says Donald Trump's trade wars are damaging Europe.
less people investing means less jobs and less growth in the economies, and that's bad for everyone.
Germany's motoring success infuriates Donald Trump. So does the country's export surplus. A trade deal between the EU and America might help, but talks aren't going well. The threat of crippling US tariffs on German cars, enough to keep manufacturers awake at night. Peter Bayer, the German government's transatlantic coordinator, describes it as the politics of pressure.
This will not work with the European Union because we will play by the WTO rules and there will be retaliation measures, so he should not be fooled. We will stand strong.
Germany's built a brand around reliability. In the factory, every forklift is custom made to order.
It takes just over 3.5 hours to put one of these together from start to finish. It's a process which depends on order, predictability, qualities which are valued by German business, but which they'll tell you here are increasingly hard to find outside in the global marketplace.
A country which built its success on exports, jostling now for position in a new and volatile world order. In Frankfurt, I'm the BBC's Jenny Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, a little more of those rapping grannies and their song Oba Funk Osaka. Oba Chan was formed in 2011. The average age of the granny collective is 66. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC.